Hello.
Hey there, Shanat. This is Nick with American Ally. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Hey, we spoke on Monday, and I was going to call you back after 3 for health insurance stuff. Do you have a second to talk?
Yes, I have a second.
Cool. All right. So I'm looking through all this information. So it looks like you were looking for a quote just for you and your one child. Is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And do you currently have health insurance?
I do through Marketplace.
Through the marketplace. Okay, awesome. And I'm just going to go ahead and rerun this quote. The one we usually send out is a couple bucks high, so I want to rerun it, get you an updated number, and then like check on doctors and network and stuff like that just to make sure we're a good fit. Let's
Okay.
see here. So you're 31, and how old is your child?
She's 4, going on 5 in September.
Okay, awesome. And you're here in Texas, right?
Correct.
What is your
Houston.
zip code? Houston.
77069.
Perfect. Yeah, it threw me off. I saw your Missouri zip or caller ID, so I was just curious. Are you
Oh,
from
yes,
Missouri?
I'm from St. Louis.
Okay, right on. I went to school in St. Louis too.
Which school?
I went to college in Alton, right across the river.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a small school up there. I played rugby and soccer and stuff, so
Okay.
yeah. But I'm kind of from like kind of around Creve Coeur, like that whole area.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
My parents stay in St. Peter's, so yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, right on. Yeah. Like St. Charles, it's near St. Charles, right? St. Peter, St. Charles. Yeah. We used to always jump across the river right there and go out in St. Charles all the time at those bars. Most of them got shut down though, randomly.
Yeah.
Too many
They're trying to
underage
revamp
people.
it now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They have like
Let's
a
see.
whole little riverfront.
Yeah, I know that during the daytime it's like cute. My mom used to always want to go there, but I know they had some like nighttime club bars that I think there was just too many people underage drinking. That's probably a part of the reason they got shut down. No, I'm kidding. All right. So, did you have a budget in mind? I'm kind of running the quote.
Preferably 4 or under 4.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely think we're going to beat that. Let me see. So, let's see here. Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm coming in right about 350.
Okay.
Now, the biggest difference with our plan and like a marketplace plan is that we don't have co-pays or co-insurance. So what that means is basically, when you go into the doctor, you're not having to pay like a $50 co-pay. With our plan, we just have specified benefit like payouts for stuff. So when it comes down to like the doctor's visits, the plan I'm looking at right now, we have two plans. Technically, plan A comes with 20 doctor's visits. That plan is usually like $50 more a month instead of the plan I quoted you on. The other plan I quoted you on comes with 16 doctor's visits, but the first 8 are paying $120 a doctor's visit. So, when my doctor's in network, I only pay like $90 to go see my doctor. So
All right.
in that scenario, I get like $30 back, and that's kind of how all our benefits work. If you use like when it comes down to the benefit, if you use less than the benefit amount, we'll still send you the check back in the mail for the difference left over. So either way, you still have the opportunity to get money back, but I don't like to overhype the plan, right? There's been times where I go see a doctor by choice, of course, out of network, and that back doctor charges me like 150. So at the time of service, we pay 20 and then, or 120, and then, I pay the $30 difference when I go see him. So it's pretty straightforward that way. But yeah, I mean, the biggest difference is that with your plan, like you have a deductible and an out-of-pocket max.
Right.
But, usually the difference is with our plan, we're kicking out benefits right away. Instead of like for a surgery on your plan, you would have to basically like pay the entire surgery for it, and it would just
Right.
go towards like your deductible. So that's kind of the main differences. And then our plans are known as like a bundle of coverage. So the plan I'm talking about right now is kind of like the main health plan, but it's also going to come with three other plans. And that sounds like a lot, but the reason that we do it is just to make up for any like faults in one plan, the other plan kind of picks up. So there's like an accident policy, it's built within the price that I gave you at the 350, and then that comes with like an additional $10,000 for ambulances, and then $4,000 if either of you guys like break a bone, like kids do playing sports or something like that. And then it has some more like super high level coverage for like cancer, heart attack, stroke. It would pay an additional $250,000 for all that stuff.
Okay.
I mean, usually I schedule a little bit of time where, I just share my screen and do like a Google Meet, and kind of just go over all the benefits. But before I do that, I wanted to take a look at your doctors. Do you have any specific doctors that you're already seeing and you want to keep seeing?
The only one would be for my daughter, and her doctor is Bluefish Pediatrics. Other than that would be the only one I would want to keep.
Only one you want to keep. What's your zip code one more time?
77069.
Okay. Perfect. Let me take a look here. Okay, I see it here. Perfect. Not that I'm not trying to answer the Bluefish first, but it always pulls up hospitals first, so I like to read off the hospitals that are in network, and then I'm taking a look at Bluefish at the same time. But near you, it looks like St. Luke's, Memorial Hermann, Children's, Methodist, Tops, Cypress, Kindred. So, I mean, you kind of looks like within 5, 6 miles of you have a ton to choose from. Cy Fair Medical Center. So, Tomball, I'm saying that wrong. Anyways, Memorial Hermann again, Kindred, Methodist, Texas Health. You should have more than enough options to find doctors if you need them. But take a look here at Bluefish. All righty. Perfect. South Topics. They always like to make it difficult for me. Let me see here. Oh, they're associated with Children's and Memorial Hermann. So yes, they will be in network with us.
Okay.
I always kind of like to tell people, obviously, you haven't told me that you're traveling or anything like that, but I kind of say it like this. Our plan works in network and out of network. So we're really popular with like travel nurses and stuff because they never know if there's going to be a hospital in network near them where they're traveling to or something like that. If something bad happens. So even though, let's just say there's somewhere that you want to go, and they end up being out of network, we still pay our benefit amounts. So it's, not a problem either way. You just tend to get a bigger discount when you go in network versus out of network, of course.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like it'd be a really good fit for you guys, save you guys a bit of money every month. Besides that, I always kind of like to ask, is there any major pre-existing conditions that you guys have been dealing with in the past year or anything I should know about in terms of like y'all's health?
No, pretty
Okay.
healthy.
Great. Well, I mean, yeah, it sounds like it'd be a great fit. Again, we're not only saving you money on the premium every month, but we're saving you money on the co-pays and stuff like that. So.
Okay. You said to set up a time. Tomorrow I'll be a little bit busy.
Yeah, let me see here. Tomorrow.
Friday, what do you have?
Yeah. I just realized we are out of the office on a holiday tomorrow, and Friday I'm available as early as 10 a.m. And then I have something at I have availability at two, I could do three as well. If, I mean, I know that's when you said you're most available. So
That's
I
fine.
have okay. I can send you a calendar invite here. Make sure I have your email correct. Shanette underscore F at yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I'll go ahead and send you a calendar invite and it'll be on Google Meet. The reason I do it that way is just because, you know, with health insurance, it's a lot easier to visualize it and kind of see the different benefits. That way I can explain them to you. But yeah, at 3 o'clock, just hop on the Google Meet. I'll share my screen and then we can kind of go from there.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Shanette, you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.